It's a massive signing for me. As I say, we had a few different contracts given to us, and Roy Jones Jr. was obviously the best one. Offered us the most fights, money wise and stuff like that. So he was the smartest option to take.
Yeah. Well, ahead of this, you're 9-0 now in your pro career. You've a middleweight title that you won in America. So obviously they've seen the pedigree of you and what you could do, and they've probably been watching you closely for a while as well, particularly with those fights that you've been having in Florida.
Yeah, well, I think they've watched my last two fights, and they put on that show there in St. Petersburg on February 16th, and I think that was just like a starter. They see how I got along, and they put me main event, and as soon as the fight was over, they says, right, we need to have this guy now, and within the hour, they made the phone call. They try and track me down and organise a contract to be signed up.
So what's the plan then for the next couple of weeks ahead of when is the next fight going to be, first of all, I suppose? It's in Las Vegas, but is there a date been made concrete yet?
Yeah, it's a Thursday after Easter, April 25th. Mm-hmm. It's the next one. So I head away. I fly out now on Wednesday. I think it's the 20th of March. That gives me 4 weeks training back in Florida. Well, I've already continued my training here with Cahir Duffy and Derry and St. Joseph's Boxing Club. So then I had 4 weeks here, 4 weeks over there, and then we'll fly to Vegas and prepare for the fight.
What's your training been like here at home, and have you stepped up training maybe a level or so from where you were for previously in your pro career?
I think for getting ready for that last fight, I've been sparring with the world number 8, Yamaguchi Falco. So we put on at least 40 rounds of sparring every week leading up to my last fight, and it showed during the fight. We were well ready, and I've just continued on my training from here. I've came back home to Belfast. I've been sparring with the likes of Paddy Gallagher before his last fight, and then I'm sparring with Stephen Donnelly now leading up to this fight before I go back to Florida. So I'm getting the rounds and I'm getting all the work that I need.
Yeah. What's the level of opponent going to be like in Las Vegas for you?
Well, we stepped it up for that last fight in February. The guy, Travis Scott, 19-4, when I was only 8-0. So we'll be looking to keep the records, highly above mine, because I'm ready to be fast tracked, but we just have to do it in a smart way, Yeah. We just have to make sure we're ready for whoever we step up against.
Yeah. And this move under Roy Jones certainly has given you an extra injection as well, hasn't it?
Aye, I'm very excited now to see what the future holds. We're guaranteed at least 4 fights and all big stage fights as well, so it's going to be pretty exciting as well as. We're going to be traveling all around now for fights instead of just being based in Florida. No, we can go everywhere now.
And if you're a pro fighter, Las Vegas is one of the places that you want to go to, isn't it?
100%. It's a boxing capital of the world, so to go there and box is a dream.
You've got this fight coming up now. We have to talk about a few other things. There is the possibility of a major boxing promotion for the first time ever taking place in Derry. Tyrone McCullough, his name's been thrown under the hat. Seamus Cunningham is the man that's getting behind this. That would be another dream of yours to fight at a pro level in your home city.
Yeah, I'd love to fight as a professional. I've won the All-Star Elites as an amateur for the first time in Derry. That was the first time they had those there too. But they fight, I think it was 36 or 37 years was the last time pro professional boxing was in Derry. So if that happens and we get the green light, then that'll be amazing for our city.
How far is that away, do you think?
I'm not too sure. I think they'll get the green light, or they'll get the word within the week or two. And if it does, then they'll probably push maybe for the summertime.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if everything goes well.
Yeah, that'll be a massive thing in front of the home crowd.
That'll be great, definitely.
It'll be huge. I suppose you're fed up with people asking you what my next question is going to be. You're a Derry man, a middleweight. We have a Donegal man that's a middleweight in Jason Quigley, and he's fighting in the Copper Box and the weekend after next in London. Mm-hmm. Would these two guys ever meet each other in a ring, do you feel?
Well, I do get asked that question a lot. Jason's going well now under Golden Boy. He has his own path. He's going his own way, and I'm going my own way. So if our paths ever met, if both of us lifted world titles, could possibly a clash down the line in a few years maybe. We would never, if it happened, it happened, but we would never go and try and push for it unless the fight was there.
Yeah, and it's big for you as fighters, and particularly from the Northwest, that you're fighting under such big names from the boxing world. I'm obviously Oscar De La Hoya under that Golden Boy, and yourself under Roy Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Two men that you boys grew up watching boxing and were idols, I suppose, at some stage along the 90s.
I was both growing up watching both boxers, De La Hoya and Roy Jones Jr. But they be signed on underneath them now and be brought up now mm-hmm. through their names. Excellent.
Yeah, and that's joining them as well, as it's going to open you up to a whole new audience under the UFC Fight Pass, because Dana White and his company UFC, it's not just about the getting under the octagon. They're watching a lot of other sports and they're taking them on board in their broadcast channels, and that must be very exciting to have that tag as well, Connor.
Well, it was great to get on under the UFC Fight Pass, because not just in the boxing world, but that's opened up a lot of more fans as well. I know people that has already got the UFC Fight Pass downloaded or signed up for it, that maybe not watch boxing, they would have seen the fights, and maybe I could possibly add more fans to the base, you know.
Yeah. What's it like when you're home? What's the home fans like when they see Conor Coyle running around the streets in Derry?
it's good. It's just, you know, get the phone calls, they come up for some interviews and stuff like that, you know, yeah. And maybe meet up for coffees and just get a general chit-chat, you know. So it is exciting and it's good, and I do enjoy it.
Yeah, and I know you've vacated the title that you won in America after you won it, but it's still nice to carry the belt there and show it off.
I still have the belt. That'll always be here in my home. So, but we vacated the title because we're ready to step up for bigger titles. You know, so the bigger titles now are ahead of us, and we're looking forward to lifting them this year.
Big stuff ahead. Just finally, then, Connor, if me and you were to sit down in 12 months' time and have a chat, where would you like to be?
Top 10 in the world, yeah. At least.
Do you look further? Would you look further than 12 months away? Do you have a target 5 years down the line, or is it short targets that you're meeting along the way?
Well, when we were speaking to the promoters and stuff like that, we would like to be in the top 10 within the 18 months,
yeah,
and possibly even more. So we just have to keep doing what we're doing, just keep winning the fights, you know, and then we'll just progress after each fight and keep stepping it up, and you never know where we could be in 12 months' time.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the best of luck in your journey over the next 12 months and getting to that target, and we wish you all the best in your next fight.
Thank you,
Maple Time in Las Vegas. Enjoy it, and the very best.
All right, thank you.